So we're picking up on Haman Aleph, Hatzad Tzvi, Tarabonin Hatzad Chalazin of a Pitzer, a person who captures the Chalazin, which is grows in the water, and he's Pitzer, which he squeezes out the dam to use for the dye. And Chai Balachas, Tanakhama says only Chai one for the Malacha of Tzedo. Rehud Omer is Chai of Shtayim, Chai of two. Shahir Rehud Omer, Hapitzia Bechlau Disha. That's a form of Disha, the Malacha of Dosh is to break off the usable item from the shaft that it's attached to, which is unusable. So the act of breaking those two things apart is the malach of disha, threshing. So we're also you're breaking out the usable item, the dam, from the fish. Amaloi, ein pitzia bechval disha. They said no, it's not so. Amar Rabbi, my time at the rabbanon. Kasabri ein disha elu legdulei karka. Gedisha only applies to Gedulei Karka, and Mechaz Yisharnim does Gedulei Karka mean only something which mamash goes out of the ground, which is the way Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn. The Rambam says anything which walks on the ground grows from and eats the items which grow on the ground is also called Gedulei Karka, as opposed to things which are in the yam, that's different. You're killing the fish. Rabbi Yochanan shepatzol meis, that he didn't kill it; it was he squeezed it out when it was dead already. Rabbi Omar afilo tema shepatzol chai. He squeezed it out when it was alive and eventually killed it. But misasik who waits on the tilas neshama. So this is over here the lashon of misasik is lavdavka. It's in a miskavin. Means he's saying he doesn't intend to do it. Bahabaya Baroba Dhamma Tabayo murder of Shimon with Psikresha Boyamus. So the Tabashan is coming, but it's a psikresha that squeezing out all of its blood is gonna kill it. So he should be chayiv, even though he has no intent to kill it, he should be chayiv out of psikresha. Shani Hokha the Kama the Isbe Neshama Tvei Nichole Kiheha the Litzil Tzive. The color is better when it's alive, and he's trying to keep it alive as long as possible. So it's a psikresha dolor nicholei. Psikresha dolor nicholei is not chayiv. It's not chayiv. Gabi Shabbos. The Rashi. Apotso decha biyadov sheyetzi dami. He's squeezing it with his hands to get out the blood. And chay balachas mishum tzeda. There's one malach of tzeda abu apetzia lech chiv. There's no chiv in the psia. Yehuda says b'chal disha shemafarik domoy haymenu kemafarik tua mikashin shelo. You're breaking off. You're lashon making a parak, making a joint, right? Section. You're sectioning the two things apart, like breaking the tua from its stalk. Misasik waits on tilsa shama. Klemer legabin tilsa shama. Havi misasik b'davar acher. He's involved in something else. Boy, Havi Malechos Machshavas Shenam Iskaven Shiyamus. So Rashi doesn't say it explicitly. The Tosfos says explicitly that over here the phrase Misasik is Labdavka. It means Shenam Iskaven. Tvei Nicholei Shadam Achai Toiv Midam Hameis. The dam of the live Chalosin is better than the dam of a dead Chalosin. Kim the Cholatzim Iskaven B'Turech L'Shemer Shlo Yomus B'Yadu. Since he's attempting to keep it alive as long as possible. Filo Meis. And Kanela Misasek. All it is considered an Miskaven. Chimur of Shimon, Bemidi Deloy Ichbus Lei Imisrami, Mir Ichavne Lo Michaven. He doesn't mind if it happens, he's just not attending for it. That's called where Shimon is Moida Psikresha. But over here, where he does not want it, so that is, there Shimon does not, even though it's Psikresha, he's not going to be Moida. The color which will come out will be more clear when it's alive than when it's dead. That's the kasha that there seems to be other gemaras in Shas when the word talks about that you go with, if a person goes over to somebody and cuts him, makes a wound on a person or wounded an animal, seemingly didn't kill it totally, but the act of removing blood is also called Ntilas Neshama. So how do we solve the problem? In other words, you're saying, yeah, he has no intent to kill the animal. He doesn't want to kill the fish. He wants to keep the chalos in his life as long as possible. So the tilshom of killing it, he has no intent. But the tilshom of taking out dam, the mrs. nasham which comes out with the dam, he should be chayiv for. And that we know you're chayiv for. That's Tosis Kash over here. The Tosis says, the Reno Tom was asked this question, the Re asked this question, and the Reno Tom answered, based on the Gemara, in Ksuvas, now I have to tell you, I don't get it, that he says there's two different dams which are in there, the dam which he wants to get out, which is the dam which gives the color, is Mifkat Pocket. This is a Gemara in Subas and Dafav. The Gemara says that the Gemara discusses over there the man act, having the act of Bia with the Isha for Bia Rishana on Shabbos, is it a problem? Are they going to create a wound and cause her to bleed? So more over there comes out that it's not a problem because dam mifkat pocket, that dam is not totally absorbed into the bloodstream. It's sort of like sitting there and you're just basically opening up the opening and the dam comes out. That's not called Natil Sashom. Sashom is only the dam which is in the Devorim, which then is pulled out through a wound. The dam which is sort of sitting separate, which comes out, is not a problem of Natil Sashom. Tosis then possibly discusses the pshat and other gemaras to talk about the problem. There's a problem of Hisashama. It's not the dam which comes out, but maybe it's the weakness which is caused because of it. And Tosis then will discuss over here. He doesn't want the weakness. He wants the dam, but not the weakness. Over there, he wants to wound the person. He wants to wound the animal. He wants the weakness. Tosis says that's not true. That's not the pshat. The Tosis was considering that the potential definition was not the dam coming out so much as the weakness which came with it. Tosis over here says, why is it that Malach HaShem Tzich L'Gufa, Shimon, a case of Malach HaShem Tzich L'Gufa which is Loi Nichole is Potter? Why talk is it Potter? Tosis says an fascinating question which opens up a whole avenue of discussion. I think we discussed it once before. I'm fairly certain that we did. Rav Shimon's sheet is Malach HaShem Tzich L'Gufa is Potter. So he's doing Act A, and since Act B is inevitable, so we say his Act A is as if he did Act B. But even though he's doing Act B, he doesn't need it. So it's Malach HaShem Tzich L'Gufa. So every Psik Reisha should by definition be a Malach HaShem Tzich L'Gufa. So if it's a Psik Reisha which you want, so it's a Malach HaTzich L'Gufa. It's a Psik Reisha which you do not want, it's a Malach HaShem Tzich L'Gufa. So Tosha says that that the only time you're chai by Rishim is murdered by Psik Reisha is it's Psik Reisha to Nichole, that you want it. Rashi seemed to say that even Loyich Basle, he doesn't mind, is also chai. Right. So Tosis says, well, that's still be Anitzich L'Gufa, even though you don't mind, but that's not what your intent is for. That's not why you need it. So it's still going to have a tour of Malach Anitzich L'Gufa, according to Tosis. But Rashi says, no, that would be chai. So Rashi and Tosis seem to approaching this thing more from different angles. And the question is, why isn't Tosis right? Why isn't every Psik Reisha V'lo Yomus, by definition, Malach Anitzich L'Gufa? So if I recall correctly, the Magid Mishnah brings that the Ben Avraham and Rambam asked this question. Magid Mishnah Perek Aleph, Hilchos Shabbos. And the Magid Mishnah answers a fascinating idea. Now, he's doing A and B is inevitable. So we transfer the Kavanah from A to B. And there's a discussion in the front of how that works, but we transfer that Kavanah. But at the end of the day, he's really thinking about A, not about B. halacha transfers the kavana from A to B. It's not called davshenis kavana anymore, since it's inevitable. It's either because therefore we say he knows about it, so he, back of mind he's thinking about that also, or since A equals B, a good old logic formula, and you're thinking about you're mechavim for A, it's like you're mechavim for B. But at the end of the day, he's not thinking about B. So Moshe's enosik lagufa. He goes and he digs a hole. And he says, I don't need the hole, I just need the dirt. So he's specifically thinking about the act of digging and saying, I do not want it for the purpose of a hole, I want it for the dirt. So by you're actively removing it from the status of malacha by saying, I don't need the goof of the malacha. So when you're thinking about this act specifically and you're removing it, that's better than a case where you're thinking about the other thing, but halacha transfers it, but you're not actively removing it from its purpose of saying, I don't want it for that purpose. That's how he answers it. So, but Tosfos seems to go not like that. So Tosfos really opens up a fascinating avenue of discussion. Tosfos has a big discussion about this in Ksuvos. Like every Pesik Reisha, you know, every Rav Shimon's Pesik Reisha below Yomus should be in Melachos Enosik Lagufa. Why isn't it? Because there's some Gemara Samashi. Yeah, no, Tosfos has a whole long discussion about it over there. But the other Shimon don't seem to put the two together. So, according to Tosfos, this halacha that the Mor says the difference between Nichalev and Nichalev will only be true by Shabbos. Because the Rav Shimon's in Melachos Enosik Lagufa, the Rav Shimon's applies by other things besides Shabbos also. And Pesik Reisha, the whole count of Rav Shimon's Kavan, Pesik Reisha is not limited to Shabbos. But by other things, lo nichalei shouldn't make a difference. It's only by Shabbos with the melachos enosik lagufa concept where lo nichalei would make a difference. The Shabbos, according to Rashi and the Rambam and others, don't make that difference. Don't apply Tosfos' idea. What will be? Will you have? It would only be by Shabbos. Whereas there's a Rosh who says that. Because since by Shabbos it's still to the Melechas Machshavos, the Davar Shem is Kavan by Shabbos goes under the rubric of Melechas Machshavos, which is only by Shabbos. It's not Ma'aseh, it's not Melechas Machshavos. See, if it's Nichalei, right? So it's one thing. If it's Leichmislei, so you it's felt it's not Melechas Machshavos. Whereas by other Yisurim, there's no requirement of Melechas Machshavos. There's a regular thing. There's a requirement of Kavanah. Right, so that maybe Lo Nichalei would still be chayiv. Okay. B'hashoichtoi. Shoichet b'shumay mechayiv. When a person shechs, what is the chiyuv? The Tosfos is going to point out, not like Rashi, it's not going in a shechita of the Mishkan. We know what shechita means. That was one of the lamedes malachos. I mean, why is the chayiv? It's chayiv because of shechita. Right? The question was, the average person nowadays who shechs, what malachas is he doing? Is he doing possibly, what malachas is he doing? Rashi actually says it's going back on the shechita of the Mishkan, which is difficult. Rabbi Mishum Tzaveya, when you shech, the blood comes out and it colors the area of the neck where it was shechted. Shulam Mishum says Hashama. Shaykh it isn't Tzilas Hashama. Killing is a malach. The Mor says in Rav Mishum Tzaveya and Mishum Tzilas Hashama Loi. Rav means that the only chiyah that it has is Tzaveya. It has no chiyah for the Tzilas Hashama. What Rav meant to say was Af Mishum Tzaveya. Besides in Tzilas Hashama, there is also the Malacha of Tzaveya. Amar Rav. So Rav comes along and says, Milsa the Amri. That which I said, Ema Bar Mils, I should explain myself. Lalesu Dori Basroi, Belachako Aloi. People are going to laugh at me, like, where's Tzaveya? Where is this Tzaveya by Shechtin? Tzaveya is dying, coloring it. So it says, Tzaveya, but my Nichole, why would he want Tzaveya? The answer is, Nicho, the Lismus Beis Hashkita Doma, that the Beis Hashkita should absorb the blood. Kecha, the Lichzua Inshi. It looks red, it looks fresh. So they'll see the blood which comes out, which is in the different veins, get the door back into there, so they'll see it, they'll come and look, know that it's fresh, and they'll want to buy it. So he wants it to color it. In case a person shechs and he's not planning to sell it, so he wouldn't have that. You know, then you just have the Nesil Sashama, not Tzaveya. So to Rashi.
So what was Shmuel?
Probably holds in derech tzivei b'kach. It's not the normal way you do tzivei. So that's probably where your argument is. It's a discussion in the Rishonim already. We have a call in tzivei b'ochlin. So why? It's meat. That's exactly the point, you know. So why? When you say intzei ba'ochlin, so they give different truths. And when Teres says right now it's not edible, because you have to do the process of malicha, etc. You have to process it still and make it usable. That's one approach. It's, you know, it is a problem. Shech mishamayt my mechayiv. Now there is a balamor which holds yesh tzei ba'ochlin.
Given that you're going to be salting and everything else, then is that blood going to be evidence?
Well, usually the people salted at home. In the good old days, you know, my sugar still, you know, remembers how to, you know, she grew up salting at home. You know, everybody salted at home. Nobody salted. The mission didn't salt for you. Yeah.
I think in Washington in the old days you had to ask them specifically to salt it.
Right.
It became a big problem because people moved to other places where they did salt it.
He didn't want to, he just didn't want to do it. He was the main meat, he didn't want to do it. You salted it at home.
Listen, you know, I went once to watch the tray ring in Baltimore in one of their two schlachthäusers. So I was talking to the girl afterwards, asked him, where did he learn? He said, I learned it at home. He's from Romania. In Romania, they did the tray ring at home. You know, I learned from my mother, he said. He did a very nice job, I have to tell you. You know, I mean, you know, obviously they checked him over, etc. But like, he said, he learned it at home. Okay, you know. So wow, that's already like... Shechem Shumai Mechayim. Shechitas, Rashi, Shechitim Melechas HaMishkan Hecha. Where was Shechitim Melechas HaMishkan? So Rashi learns it more totally different than Tosfos. Tosfos says, we're not talking about Melechas HaMishkan. Nachlishka was you shechted because you had to kill the animal. But am I avidit say? So where was shechit involved? You're going to tell me ima oris elim me'odomim. The skins of the elim me'odomim, you can't get the skin out without shechting it. Lomali b'hu shechita mechanika na misagi. There's no halacha you have to shecht. You're allowed to strangle it. So was there something specific about shechit? That's where Rashi is going to learn the more is kasher. So Shmuel basically says no. It's just another form of the Tilsa Shama. So in Echanami, Chanika is going to be Chayim and Shechita be Chayim. They're the same thing. There's no difference. And Rav is saying no. There's something specific about Shechita Shem Tzeveya. Shem Tzeveya is a boss. Shem Tzeveya is a Shechita. He was coloring it. The Kamei Mefora Shemai Mechavin. The Tzeveya. Why does he want to color it? Was an Avalach in the Mishkan. Now, according to Rashi, you have the tremendous problem. If the Morse Kasha was Melech of the Mishkan, Rav's answer was Tzeveya, this type of the Gemara, so how can you count the two separate Avalachas? This is Tzeveya. So then the Morse Kasha was Mishum Tzeveya and Mishum Tzeveya and Mishum. That's what the Morse is asking. You can't tell me it's the same Malacha. That's not a fair line. This is in Shmuel. The kasha is why? The answer is, well, you had it in the Mishkan. I mean, that was the kasha. Like, what was the language of Rashi is funny. Shmuel's answer really is, there's nothing special about your kasha was, why Shechita special? You could have done Chanika ants also. The word answer is, you're right, Tenechanami. The point wasn't Shechit, the point was the act of killing it. That's what we would expect Rashi to say. That's really, according to Rashi, that should be Shmuel's territory. So Rashi is difficult. Avishim Tzviyav, Nafkimina, Lechiyuvay Tarti, Rav holds Yechayiv twice. I said a strange thing about Tzviyav Ashkita. I have to explain. The Lelesu Dorbi Basroi, later generation shouldn't come. Hashemim, which will hear it, they're going to laugh at you. b'tzvei abosar b'may nichol, right? L'hai sheichet b'tzvei as abosar, hanachuka, it's funny, when you remember, Tom, I'll explain. Nichol, the list was based on shkita b'dam, it should be, it should absorb the color of the blood. K'echad al-likzua in she, she'nishchata hayoim, v'neisu v'nizmin, although realize it's flesh, it's fresh meat, but it still has the reddish color of the shkita, etc., as opposed to the darkening meat, which is not fresh. How they have chalazin?
Yeah.
Is that a question? It's mashem at least from one place in the sukkim that they people had tchelis die. They didn't necessarily have the chalazin. But the problem is Rashi before said that the Morsa before Tzide Chalazin, they went and caught Chalazin. That was the where you had the Morsa before, that was where you had the Malacha. In other words, the Morsa didn't say you learn out the Malacha of Tzashamba from Chalazin. So the Pesukim says if anybody has Tchelis should bring Tchelis, and anybody should bring has Chalazin should bring Chalazin. So the Nashos of Pesukim was that they actually people had the dyed Tchelis in containers and they brought it. But the Morsa before says Shken Tzide Chalazin Karshan Matirin. That's what we had in the Mishkan. So I don't know. We went and caught chilazim. So I guess the 70th year worked out the right year as when making the Mishkan. And they went to, they sent some people up to the Yam. I don't know. Bamocha b'hama abdi. Verse says, Hainu malech, hainu ma'abid. The ma'abid is the process of the fact that there's various different liquids and oils, etc. in the skin, which will, if they remain in there, it'll cause it to rot. And by removing those liquids, it preserves it. And that's the process of being ma'abed, tanning it. Well, that's also what the process of salting is. Salting is when you take out all the liquids and it preserves it. You can preserve meat like that and make it, salted meat last so much longer because by curing it with the salting, you remove all that liquid, it doesn't have what to cause it to rot. So malech and ma'abed really are the same thing. The Mishnah says there's two separate malachas. So the Morse says, Rebrech and Rish Lachas Amit Havayu, and this is actually how we paskin that Malech and Ma'abed are really the same Malacha. You don't count them as two separate Malachas. And the 39th Malacha, which you have to put it back in, is the Malacha of Sirtut. Sirtut is making some type of an impression. We do Sirtut on the Sefer Torah. You use a blunt item and you make this impression on the parchment, which then you're able to write. So the sirtut would also be on the skins. They would do sirtut cut here. So mechatech is the act of cutting it to size. The act of preparing it to cut to size by making a mark is the malacha of sirtut. And that's where you had sirtut in the Mishkan.
Are there not practical cases of sirtut nowadays?
Actually, I saw a fascinating discussion once. I don't know if you've ever seen this. One of my rebbeim, when he would want, there's a shalom halacha, you allow the dog ear a sefer. Is that considered covered in the sefer of the dog ear? And the pashas, you shouldn't do it. So he used to make a mark like that on the paper to know which page to find. You'd have this little cut indentation into the papers. I saw the person says, why is it a problem of sirtu? Say, Nechanam, it's a problem of sirtu. It's not kosev, or it's a different type of halacha, but it's making some type of indentation into the item which remains. In order to make an indication or something. Good question. Ein sirtut b'ochlin. I saw one of the poskim ask the car. It says ein sirtut b'ochlin. So anytime you want to make a mark of where to cut, it's do those type of things by food, it's not a problem. But at time, it's a good question. Okay. Omer Rabba Bar Huna. Hai man the moloch bisra chai mashum abed. Salting meat is ma'abed. Rabbi says, no, ein ibud b'oichlin, ibud does not apply to oichlin. So there are a few malachas which say do not apply to food. Food is a different type of process. It's not the same process as what they're referring to. Omer Ravashi, even Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, loy omer ella dekoy, boyele le'urcha. He's salting it not to eat, your regular salting process to cook it. He was salting it to cure it, to take it on a trip. where there you're moving a tremendous amount of the liquid in order to preserve it. So that something was done to preserve it. That's what Rabbi Rahuna meant. That is a problem. And where Aval Beis, so that what you're doing to use in your home right away, Loi Masha Inish Michlei Eitz. You're intended not to make it hard, you're insulting to make it hard, which means to preserve it, you make your beef jerky to take on your trip. That's going to be a problem. Okay, let's see Rashi. Malicha was part of the process of Ibur. The people who work with making straps, strap makers, before he cuts the leather, he makes a mark in it, as much as he wants to make it long and wide, to make it short, the cut. Then he moves the knife along that mark. The same thing in the Oros HaMishkan. When they cut it, they made a mark. He's salting it a tremendous amount. Okay. Rashi and Tosis have an argument over here. Rashi learns that you would have, let's say, like a porch or something of that sort. So there was the pillars and there was the space in between, and you wanted to make the ground smooth that people should strip, etc. So a person would rub over there to smooth it out. So that's the melacha mamachek, which is smoothing something out. Tosis seems to say that it doesn't apply to karka. The melacha mamachek, that's some other melacha, but not mamachek. He says it's referring that there was they would put sometimes like a leather, some leather around the amudim, and then you want to smooth that out. Okay. Amar Rav Chia bar Abba Gimel the Rav Sochli Rav Ashi Mishmei the Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Rav Asi, the Gershes Rav Asi. I heard three things from Rav Asi and then Mishum Levi. Number one, Hamargara Roshay Kloinsois B'Shavus is Chayv Mishum Mechateich. I'm not sure exactly what the person is trying to do over here with this Roshay Kloinsois. Kloinsois is like a pole. So a person will be rubbing off the tops of the poles, and you have, I don't know why you have a whole thing of poles together. You're rubbing them. You're rubbing against them. You want them to be. Rashi says they should be equal and they should be sharp. So by doing so, you're cutting them to a certain size. I'm not sure exactly when the process was. Why you have a bundle? Then you had a bundle of them together, and you're all sharpening all of them together. So that's mechate, cutting them to size. Hamamareich ratia b'shabes chay mishum amachik. So a person would have a bandage. So either the Gemara means, the Rosh Hashanah do not mention this, but the Gemara there's a discussion later on that sometimes they would put some type of plaster, like a mustard, some type of a plaster on there. It was some type of cream. So you smooth that out. So that's the melacha of mamachik. Rashi seems to say it's just the act of smoothing the bandage itself was mamachik. I'm not sure. Sort of, you picture maybe your gypsums, your cast, which you put layers of bandage on, then you smooth it out. There's not really a cream there, but there's it's wet and has some chemicals in it, and they stick to each other. That's how you make your cast. So maybe it's Rashi means. I'm not sure. Hamasasa says, "Oven is b'shabes chayv shemakom patish." So a person takes a stone. Rashi says, out of the quarry, he quarries it out, and then after that's done, so you smooth it off, etc. Tosha says, even a step after that means you're sort of making, it's already squared, etc. It's already been shaped, and you make some nice lines, etc. on it. So that extra little act is Makah Patish. Then Kisma, Omer Shimon Lokish, okay. A person makes a picture on a kli. Kli is finished already, and he puts like a picture on the kli. V'hamenepech v'klis kluchis, person blows into your molten glass, is chayv mishum makav v'patish. That's chayv because of makav v'patish. So you can't be chayv because of binyan, because ain't binyan b'keila. But the ma'aseh, he's definitely finishing something off, so that's the Morish Mechadish, that's also called Makav Patash. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Taisa Shita, which we mentioned, I think, when Beya, Taisa Shita is even though ain't Binyan Bekalim, it's only a low level Binyan, but a full fledged Binyan, even is Chai Bekalim. So why isn't this Chai Balzboina? Taking molten glass and making it so Kaili sounds like a full level act of changing this thing that should be Chai Balzboina. So there's a gorgeous piece it's based on, I think it's based on a Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says, what's the difference of an Av and a Tolda? It says every Av has in it two parts. There's the actual details of what you're doing, and there's the overall picture of what you're accomplishing. He says, if you look at Malach of Boina, he says that if someone which has both elements is an Av. It has either one of the two elements, it's a Tolda. And Boina is the perfect example. This Rishus Zalman points out. Rishus Zalman Meltzer points out. We find what they did in the Mishkan was they were building a Mishkan. They're creating a structure, a house, right? The act was putting pieces together. So we have more later on, Megabein, making cheese is chayv because of boina. Because you take the clumps of the different casein, etc., and you put it together through the process of the cheese making. Right, so that's boina. It's definitely, the result is not a house, but the act is similar. It's a tolda. Making an oil, you're not putting pieces together, it's one big piece, but the result is a house. So it's also a tolda. So in other words, so one is in the actual details of the action is similar, but the result is different. One, the result is the same, but the details are different. If you have neither, it can't be a tolda. So he says, when you get to the Menapech B'chlis Kuchis, it's one piece, and the result is in a house. So it can't be mine, it can't be boina. What do you want? Yes, binyan b'keilim, but it's not boina. So the Mor says, but it is makav patash. You're definitely accomplishing something on this item. It's a gorgeous piece. Okay. Omer Bihud. Lush is when you combine two things together. Cheese, you're not combining two things together. It's the same, two different items. Over here, it's the same item. It's all the casein which is there, just clumping together. That's all. It's the same item which has been put together. It's not lush. Lush means you have to add an ingredient, another thing to have lush.
Why aren't you adding the rennet?
Yeah, but that's not what's combining. That's your catalyst, but it's not. Lush is ingredient A, ingredient B, tether creates C. Amar Yehuda, I'm on the shelf of Akupi Meglimi. Person takes the Akupi from you weave a garment and then you have little things sticking out, either some of the threads are too long, or because you tie it off a knot or something like that, or sometimes little pieces get caught in the weaving process. So that's the final act of after you finish making the baggage, you do that. That's makav patish. That's only if you care about it, then it's called you're adding something new to it. Now it's makav patish. So crash.
Why else would you be doing it?
Yeah, I love pulling things out. This is fun. I don't know. So crash. Sadros, your porticos, and you'd have these pillars, and shasuim chalonis chalonis, and there's gaps in between. It doesn't really mean the window; it means there's gaps. I'm not sure what those Rashi means with those words. But I mean, the smachim becholonis. You put supports there. I don't know Vashav shom bekarkos abinyan. A person would rub there on the ground. Shenishon alav kdei shehe cholok. It should be smooth. Chaim shom machay. So that's what Rashi says. Like, you know, you're smoothing it out. Not so much to walk there, but you're going to put the pillow there for support. You want it to be on a flat piece of ground. So you're rubbing off that ground. That should be flat. Should be smooth. You're rubbing them that they should be equal and sharp. So that's mechatech. You smooth out the bandage on the wound. That's memareach. It's been removed from the mountain already, and benechzeva, which is quarried, machlika, then you would smooth it. Shemakapadashu gemar malach. Hatzartzur bakli. You want to add on this picture, so that's makapathish. Kishahusach, when it's been heated, melted, nasayre the puch, you blow it up. Shaglakufe, Rasha Ikhutim, Hatluyim Briya, Bemokim Kshurim, where there were knots, there's still these little threads sticking out. Kshanitzuk Bachut, Kshur, like we had before, when a knot would tear, or a thread would tear, you would tie it. So you now have the two ends of the knot sticking out. You can cushion or kismin, straw, or little splinters, dak and shenerga boy, which belong his common, which got woven in without real intent. You take it out after you finish weaving. Gemar malachahu b'chayv shemakav patish. Okay, so the Gemara. Ha'kaz ishtay oisius. Turn up on it. Kosev ois achas gedoylo. It's potter. You have to write two letters. You write a big letter, it's equivalent to two. I don't care, but you didn't write two letters. However, mochak ois gedoyla, v'yesh b'mekarma lichtov shtayim, is chayim. The act of mechika is making a space available to write two letters. So it's not that you erase two letters that you're chayim for, it's that you erase something which will give you a space to make two letters. So a person will be mochak, one letter, he's chayiv shtayim. So the poskim can take this. So you see, the chiv is not for the mechika of the letter; it's for what you're creating the space for. So let's say you have a case where you have a splotch of the yo spilled on the parchment, and you erase it to be able to write there. So you're also chayiv because of mechik. Then they take it a step further. So now, would there be a problem with mechik? A person gets dye on his hand and he wants to remove it, so it's not for writing, but it's for a positive, constructive purpose, to clean, etc. Is there going to be a problem of mechik by removing that the dye on the person's hand? And the Chayyadim says it is a problem.
Unless I have dirt in my hand.
I would assume that it still applies to something like that. We're going to apply something like the yo, which has the properties of, you know, I don't know where you draw the line, that's a good question, I don't know.
How does a hand compare to a
So they're assuming that the malacha is not necessarily for the purpose of writing, it's for a constructive purpose. So for the purpose of writing is an example of a constructive purpose. Otherwise we have a rule that on Shabbos, anything which is a destructive act, just erasing something and making it non, you know, the more it talks about later on, maybe, let's say you'd be moichik, and thereby, the act of mechika alone, you're not going to write anything there. Let's say in the Sefer Torah. See, there's certain cases when you erase something, and say it's possible. You can't make a letter through erasing, you have to make a letter through writing. But let's say not in the Sefer Torah. So I have this extra thing over here, which makes it, I can't really read the letter clearly. I erased the extra line, now I can read the letter. So that mechika really is a ksiva, or at least it's clearly a constructive act of mechika. So it's not limited necessarily to mechika for the purpose of writing a letter. The Mor says, "Amr Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Zechermer, but mechik mi bekaisiv." That's a chumra that mechik has over kaisiv. That mechik one can be chayiv, whereas kaisiv one cannot be chayiv. So the malacha of kaisiv is not just writing a letter, it's writing two letters. That's the malacha. Because the Mishkan, what they used to write was they would write two letters to keep track of which one of the Kroshim went where? So they write at the edge of Keresh A, they write a little Aleph, and they write a little Aleph in the beginning of the Keresh B, or write a little Beis, Aleph or Aleph Beis, and then they write Beis Beis, or you know, whatever, you know, Gimel Dalet, however you would work it. So it was always done in pairs. So the Malach and the Mishkan was creating something through two letters. That's what we have later on by Kosev. Let's say a person writes two letters and you can't read them together. It's also not a tie. So Morris says, well, if you write two sides of the page, not tie. Morris says, no, you can fold the two pages. But let's say two on a house. You can't fold the house. You're not tie. The Malach isn't writing two letters even. It's writing two letters which function together as a unit. That's the Malach of Kosev. It's a fascinating.
What do we say if you write two Alephs in a row?
That's Mechaz Rishon. Whether they wrote in the Mishkan, they wrote Aleph Aleph, they wrote Aleph Beis. The Rambam sheet is, they wrote, I think, if I recall correctly, the Rambam says Aleph Aleph is Chayav, but not, some of them argue. It's not. The Morse later on talks about, I remember all the details, we'll get to the Rishon. The Morse talks about two letters which can be read as one. Sheish, Shin Shin. You know, so that. I don't remember what the Morse says about, you know, the sugya. I don't remember the sugya well.
So if they wrote the Mishkan Aleph Aleph.
Well, that's Mechalik, is what they wrote. They wrote
right, Aleph. But saying if you held that.
Right.
Right.
So the Chara Aleph Aleph should be Chayim.
Even though it had something in it.
Right.
Right.
So Krasha Kosev always asks Gedela Potter, should recur Rashke Mishkan Shtayim or Hoyer Kosev? They write twos. Achas bezu. Okay, the zavkan to keep them as a pair. Kishu sosim with someone, you take it apart. You know how to put them together again. Machagoyis achas chayiv. Shem malechas mechika chashuba. Elman aslis type. The chiyuv is not for the mechika, but what it creates the space for the ksiva. Reyesh machem l'shayosius. Rabbi Nachman Birsi. Hakamashon man tana kama. Rabbi Nachman Birsi. I mean, didn't really add too much. He just said, yeah, it's a chumrai. Well, we can figure that out. The point is, he's the one who said it. Definition of is makor patish. Elo is malachas. Elo lafuke. Why is saying stressing at the end of the mishnah? These are lafuke midir Rabbi Lozer, midir Rabbi Eliezer. The mechayev all told him a makor maver. Rabbi Eliezer holds yachayev. Hundreds of chatos, possibly in one shot, 39 of malachas, but each told is also chayiv together at the same time as that. So, Rashi, the Fukim, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm sorry, the Ha'amorin, the Nimnu Kan, Elo Lahidianu, Minyan Chatos, Shal Helam Echot. We don't know how many times a person can be chayiv at one shot. The Tana, Re'elo, the Mute, Shim, also told the same, Imohen, they don't maybe alay and chatas. You don't bring a chatas for the toldo separate from the av. The loy triple yazer. The mechayev a toldo im ho'av increases. That's the more increases. It says there's 39 chaser achas. Lafuke mit Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda moisiv es hashoyvet v'hamadaktek. He adds two more malachas in the process of weaving. So you would set up the threads on the loom. So you would first, you know, make them on the separate thing, all the shesi threads, and then you transfer it onto the loom. You can imagine, it didn't always, you flip the thing on this pole, you would put it on this pole around and around and around and around and around. You take the pole off, and you put it now on the loom. That's how you would put it there. Otherwise, it was just threading, it was, sometimes they got tangled. So there's a malacha of shoivet, which you would like sort of bang on them, and they would sort of pop into place. That's the malacha of shoivet. Medaktik was when you put the aura of thread through. So sometimes it would be too tight. You would loosen it, or you would bang on it to stretch it a little bit. It shouldn't be too tight. Get too tight, your garment gets sort of. So you would by banging it, you would sort of loosen it a little bit. So Amar Lo, the Chama said back, Shevet Reu Bechlal Mesek. Shevet is part of the process of setting up the chassis thread. And medaktik hurayu b'chalal re'urig. That's part of the actual act of when you weave the thread through, you would put it through in the right tension. So that's part of the malacha of a reg. We'll see. Leave Rashi for tomorrow. I still